Good morning, Gerard. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing okay. You know what question's coming, so I'm going to try to rephrase it because you heard it all day yesterday in the locker room. On a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised were you when you learned that Randy Moss had been traded?
I said about an 8. But at the end of the day, you know, it's the nature of the business, and, Coach Dulcich has to make those tough decisions. So.
Behind closed doors, what are guys saying to each other? I know what the company line is. We got 53 guys here. We're going forward. We're a team. But are guys looking at each other saying, wow, we're not as good as we were at 8:30 Monday night before we took on the Dolphins?
I don't think guys are really thinking like that. You know, even though you say, you know, we'll give you the politically correct answer by saying, you know, we're still a good team. You know, I think that's what guys really are feeling. Guys, I hear guys talking all the time, we're still a good team, still have a chance. So it's not like we're giving up. We're going to go out there and play hard each single week.
Two conflicting stories. Teddy Bruschi said on ESPN that Randy had worn out his welcome, was becoming a distraction in the locker room, and yet a number of people I talked to said Randy had done nothing wrong to this point, not that he wasn't going to get a little angry about no contract and not being featured down the road. I'm told he had done nothing wrong in the locker room. Teddy Bruschi said he had become a distraction and it was time for him to go. Which story's right, Gerard?
He wasn't a distraction at all. He was a great teammate, great in the locker room. To my knowledge, he hadn't done anything wrong as far as in the locker room.
Well, why, in your opinion, then, Gerard, why did he have to go?
I'm not sure. To be honest with you, I'm really not sure. And I'm focused right now on being a football player. But one day I would want to be like a GM or something like that. So. Then I'll get into all the personnel things, but I'm really not sure.
What was your relationship with him like? Did you consider him a mentor?
Yeah. He was a good friend as well. You know, we would go eat. We would cook at each other's houses and things like that. So, you know, he was a good guy.
You cooked at his house?
Well, he cooked at his house, and I cooked at my house, and they would come over.
Well, what did he make for you at his house?
He's a big barbecue guy. He's a big barbecue guy. He's always on the grill. So.
Did he make you chip in, or did he pay for everything?
No, he paid for everything.
Hey, you know, the talk going forward is, you know, what does this do to the Patriots' offense? What does it do to teams who play now Minnesota with Randy Moss on their squad? And as a way to try to figure that out, give me a sense, if you would, Gerard, when the Patriot defense gets ready for deep threats like Ocho Cinco or Brandon Marshall, how much time do you spend concentrating on those two guys, looking at film, and trying to devise some sort of scheme to take Ocho or Marshall out of the game plan?
Obviously, being a defensive player, you're always trying to take away the offense's best player. And any team that Randy went to, you know, he's going to be one of the offense's, you know, best players. So you have to rotate defenses to him, double him on occasion, things like that. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, he's got to get it done.
Does this mean a big opportunity for Brandon Tate? And in your mind, is he ready for it?
I think so. You know, Tate's had a good preseason, good regular season, not only on special teams but on the offensive side of the ball. And he's a good player, hungry to learn. Then we have other guys like Julian Edelman that are ready to step up and make plays.
Right.
You may be the wrong person to ask this question of, since you're a defensive player. But a lot of people believe this is going to signal the beginning, or really the embracing of a new way of doing offense on the team. Short stuff, rhythmic stuff, Brady in a rhythm. Instead of, minute and 30 drives that end with a 60-yard touchdown pass to Randy Moss, 6 and 7 minute drives that eat up 7, 8, 9 yards at a clip. Is that a fair statement, do you think, Gerard?
Looking just like a fan, you know, I would think so. You know, all these guys that we have that are great at running these underneath routes and getting open against man-to-man coverage, you know, on these short jerk routes and things like that, I would think that's what will happen.
And is it safe to assume that without the deep threat of Randy, and Randy taking a couple of DBs, 20, 30 yards down the field, Welker will have less room and fewer yards after the catch, and the same with the tight ends?
I'm not sure. I think we still have a pretty good deep threat on the team. Maybe a couple. We'll have to see after this next game against Baltimore, but hopefully we can continue to stretch the field with other guys.
Hey, when you went into
Welker some room.
When you went into the Miami game, did you have a sense that you were one step ahead of them in the pregame preparations? Clearly, Ninkovic. Ninkovic. We call him Ninky.
The Croatian. He the knew Croatian sensation.
Croatian sensation. Like That's a little long, yeah. But okay. The Croatian sensation knew what route the receiver was running, sniffed it out, made a brilliant play, and then made a great catch. It was almost like you guys knew what was coming. Did you feel that way, Gerard?
You know, the coaches, you know, we had watched a lot of film, you know, leading up to the game. We had an extra day to prepare. You know, it was a Monday night game, and, you know, it seemed like we had saw the film so many times over and over. So, Ninkovich, you know, he actually ran the route on that first interception. He right. ran the route for him. So, you know, we knew what they were doing, and, you know, Coach Belichick gave a great pregame speech and got us ready to go, ready to prove people wrong.
Do you feel that way most weeks, every week, that you almost know what's coming because your coach has you so well prepared?
You know, I think so, but at the same time, it's always nice to have that extra day to, you know, to go out there, practice it, make sure everybody's on the same page, and get it done.
Hey, Gerard, you just mentioned the extra day of preparation and the value therein, and you mentioned it twice. I'm wondering, how does that play into the bye week where you have an extra week? How does the urgency factor change in terms of breaking things down and looking at film, and how much more of an advantage do you think you have when you get that extra week and you're going to play Baltimore?
You know, we look at it as a huge advantage. You know, anytime you get an extra week to look at a team and, you know, break down their film, break down their tendencies, it's huge. And, you know, Baltimore, they have a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. So we're looking at this as a huge advantage for us. We're going to spend the time trying to get the Patriots better first and foremost and then learn as much as we can about Baltimore.
Will they show you the playoff loss to Baltimore? Will that factor into the preparation?
Oh, you already know that's coming. That's going to be on the big screen.
And will that be more physical in X's and O's, or will it be more emotional to watch that and sort of motivate you not to let happen what happened again?
Yeah, I think it'll be more emotional. You know, I think we all were embarrassed after that playoff loss, and I think we'll be ready to come out and play.
Hey, Gerard, in a perfect world, would you prefer a bye week a little later than four games into the season? I mean, I know you have no control over that, obviously, but when would be the perfect time for the bye week?
I think this is a pretty good time right now, you know, especially coming out of training camp. You know, look, you have to remember, training camp is long and tedious, and, you know, it was tough. So I think this is the perfect time right now.
Hey, Gerard, final question. What hurts when you roll out of bed Tuesday morning after making 16 tackles on Monday Night Football?
Neck hurts a little bit, low back a little bit, but you feel good after getting that victory. So
if you
feel a lot better after a win.
I was going to say, if you made 16 tackles and lost, a lot more stuff would hurt, right?
Exactly.
All right, Gerard, enjoy the bye week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Gerard Mayo with Dennis and Callahan on a Patriot Friday.